Damon Forslane, Vasach Shal Chayle Yisrael. And we're running late, so just briefly, 1 minute, says the Chofetz Chaim in the halacha that we're learning at the moment. That, supposing that you hear some rechilus, you hear some Lashon Hara about somebody, and the halacha is, as we know, that you're not allowed to be mekabelit, you're allowed to be choshish if it has some effect on you. And then you hear that other people are going up to the person who allegedly did this thing wrong, yeah, and say to him, how come that you said this thing bad about Pliny? Or how come that you did this damage to Pliny? How come that you smashed his car and he drove away? Yeah? And he, you know, in other words, the friends of the person who's been injured or the person who's been insulted are taking up the case for him, and they go up to him and they say to the person who did the damage, the person who spoke the Lashon Hara, and they say, you know, how could you possibly do such a thing? It's a terrible thing. No, they go up to him. Okay, they go up to him and they accuse him. Yeah, they accuse him in front of the person who's been injured that he's done the damage. And he says nothing. He doesn't answer back. He doesn't say it's not true. He doesn't say I didn't do it. I'm finished. Can you infer from that that he's moider? Is a seeker kohidor, so to speak? You could be inferred the fact that he doesn't raise any objection, the fact that he doesn't object, can you? Says the Chofetz Chaim, you cannot. And the Chofetz Chaim goes through some of the cheshbonos that he might have in his mind as to why he's not answering back, but it's not a proof that the story is true.
Starts with a tourway in northwest London, Sunday, Yudal Kislev, 15th of December, Dan Yonta Sanger Schlita. When is one mechuyev to pay for services? This week's Torah was sponsored as called the Shom Shalachinu Yoshev Eretz Yisrael as Chosar Shvoim Achayim Mechon Shatzul Rotem Shalom Bim Heiro.
Shalom Aleichem, Lechoil HaMesubim Kam. I came to London a few days ago and I was asked various shailas, which I was told are very nogeh l'maisa. So I collected a few things which are mamish ha'oimdim v'rumo shaloylam. Most of the things are dvarim pshutim, but nevertheless, with regards to paying, or more meduyek, not paying on time for services which one receives, one has to know it's not a poshte zach not to be makpil on it. And I'll explain. On the heiligste teig, the holiest day of the year, Yom Kippur, the special tefillah ne'ila, we all daven leman nechdal be'oishek yodeinu. Why is this so important on Yom Kippur, ne'ila? Say the Meforshim, the Posuk, the Novi says, Gam ki tarbu tfila. The Novi in Yeshaya, Gam ki sarbu tfila, eineni shemer. Why? Yodeichem domim mileu. Says the Vilnagon, domim meant gezel. If your hands are full of gezel, forget about your tfilis. The Yerushalmi, well, what's this to do with Ne'ila? Because the Yerushalmi in Broches brings down Minayin etfilas ne'ila. We know Shachas Minchamari, Musaf. Omer Ablevi medirsiv gam ki tarbu tfila. The Mekoyer is because it says tarbu tfila, and therefore you have to be marbet tfila. When are you marbet tfila? Ne'ila b'yom kippur. Since the whole Mekoyer of ne'ila is from this posuk, and the posuk says gam ki tarbu tfila eineni shemea yodechem domi meleu, so the Novi tells us you should be very careful. Gezel, or anything to do, what's called toildus, the toildus of Gezel, chas v'shalom oshin bin nichshom. Leman nechdal mo'isha kedeinu. I want to speak basically more about paying for services, but a very shchir de kezach that people, I don't know how it goes here, but there are NRS soil, people have got a few cars, and they rent them out cheap, 100, 200 shekel a day. And people, a younger man can drive where he needs to go here and there, just for a day. Now, you all know that insurance is imperative. And there's different types of insurances. An insurance, if I'm driving, I don't know what it's called, first, second, third, fourth, fifth, but the mice, you've got insurance, but if you rent out the car, it's a different insurance. You're not covered. If you rent out a car, because it's not just for your personal use. The insurance is much more expensive. I had a case now, 5 weeks ago, a gefährlicher case. They called a driver with a lot of, drivers, private drivers, called a lady who was in hospital. She was to help a birth. 6 o'clock in the morning, she called a driver to take her back to Bnei Barak. And Lamaisa, on the way, the driver had an accident. The car was a write-off. She only woke up in hospital, completely unconscious. The husband came to me and he says, what do I do? I'm not talking about she can't work anymore. Again, it's finished. She's alive. I'm happy she's alive. But the driver isn't insured. He poshed, took a car. He himself rented a car for, wanted to make a bit of panosa. And he wasn't insured at all for driving
somebody else
for you could take somebody else as a toiver, but not for prices for a pipe. And so he says, what do I do? He says, it's not only that, I'm also not covered by the Kupat Cholim. If it's such a thing, an accident, then if it's a private accident, something else. He says, what do I do? I said, what's your shaila? He says, well, the person himself, Bishumoifin is not masking to say, he says, I didn't take any wages. And the Takana driver didn't ask for any payment after this lady ended up in hospital completely. The car was finished, completely finished.
I think in England, the other insurance companies pick up the bill for these fortunate...
There is a special bill paid, yes, but the end of the story is, if they know that this wasn't insured, they will come back to the person who didn't insure and he'll pay all the bill. There is also an else assault. And to come back to this person, we're talking about the person who was driving was a 22, 23-year-old boy, nothing more. But kids, all I'm saying is that there's a very simple way. I didn't take wages, and it's all insured. I didn't take payment, and it's all insured. V'yekorei shmoi b'Yisrael, gezel. Nothing more, nothing less. Gezel. You can't go and take from insurance money which is not. And I know here in Israel, in England... You're saying that you didn't take any payment for the journey, and therefore the car is insured, the driver is insured, and you claim everything from the insurance. But if you were insured, it's okay. But he wasn't insured. He wasn't insured because he arranged to take, to take payment for the journey. Now, if you take payment, you're not insured. LMK, you take a special insurance out, like a taxi driver. So therefore, if you claim from the insurance money, which you are not eligible to get, that's called gezel. Some people have flown to America, didn't take out travel insurance. Lo yaleinu, Hashem yishmereinu, the travel agent said, take out insurance. Bin gesund. Nebuchadnezzar, he had a heart attack. So the mishpocha phoned up the travel agent, just backdate for one day the insurance policy. People say it's okay. It's only by going. Tell him a goyim. I must tell you a halacha. A halacha, and before she halacha in Shulchan Aruch, Shimon Shimem Ches. A halacha in Shulchan Aruch, lemaisa, gezel akum, is v'shtei tzachosa. Gezel akum. What about toros akum? The Ramah says, toros akum, if a goyim makes a mistake, then it's mutter. To be mate the goy, to cause him to understand, it's a machloikas if it's mutter. One of the main mefarshim on Shulchan Aruch is the Ber HaGoyla. He's not... The Ber HaGoyla was a Zayda of the Vilna Gaon. He just gave references where this halacha appears in Shas. And the Ber HaGoyla, he says, a ganze Musa Drosha, says the Ber HaGoyla, with regards to this Toros Akum, or Mate Akum, he says, V'ani koisev zois ledoiris. He writes a Musa Shmuz here. Normally it just says where the Gemara is. V'ani koisev zois ledoiris. Shiroisi rabim godlu v'he'eshiru min to'os shehitu me'akum. They made goyim understand wrongly. How do you say it in English?
Deceive.
Mislead. They misled the goyim. And they... Ro'isi godlu v'he'eshiru v'lo yitzlichu v'yordu nichseim letimyen. V'lo inichu achareim brocha. Weiter, he says, the Rabbi Masher Kitchu Hashem, Verziru even Torusakum. Torusakum is mutter, but they gave it back. He says Verziru Torakum, the Dor Hoshu, Godlu, Vashiru, Vitzlihu, Vinichu Yisram Loyalem. In other words, there's no such thing as saying, well, by Goyim everything's okay. It's not true. You have to know. Gezelakum, Torusakum, one has to know. We're not talking now in the question of Kiddush Hashem. That's another question. The Maisa.
Not paying the parking, you park for 2 minutes and you don't pay in Gezel?
That's a question, it's Gezel. It's a question is whether you're supposed to pay for the place, but you're not stealing from them something. The Makor of Gezel is Vayigzoil Esachanis. He took something.
Yes.
Here, you're not taking something, you're using. I'm not saying you are or not allowed to park without paying, but this is not considered Gezel as such. You can say what it is. Now, but I want to speak about a completely different topic, a sugya of halona schar. Halona schar is where a person doesn't pay for services which he received on time. We find in Kedushim, loisashi kesreyacho, veloisigzoil, loisolim pula sochir, chadboike. And Chazal say this in the Makoyer of not paying, and there's more lavin in Parshas, In Parshas Kiseite, the pasuk says, "Loisashik sochir onu ve'evyon me'achicho imegercha shevartecho, ve'yoymetitin tzchoroi ve'loisobei olav ha'shemesh." The kids say you have to pay on time. Zok de Chofetz Chaim in Avas Chesed. The chumre of Baltolin of not paying on time, says Chofetz Chaim. The Shadar Kodesh says, since the pasuk says, "Ve'elov hu noise es nafshoi," he's noise nafish to work for you. Sometimes that's the girl of high tree. But ve'elov noise es nafshoi. Say Chazal that if you don't pay, is the oynish is more chomur than all other averes shebamominus. To the extent, I'm quoting Loshen, which the Chofetz Chaim brings down in the Zohar Kodesh, ha oynish hazeh chomur ma'oid de olu lomus lifnei zmanu rachmon Islam. I mean, altogether, what's this? Oh, I didn't pay in time. It's nish poshet. There's a big machloikis, is there Baltolin by Schiras Karka? My China isn't renting land so much as renting flats. A person rents an apartment and he's supposed to pay every month. Now what happens if he doesn't pay every month?
He doesn't have it.
That's another China. You're saying very good, very well. He doesn't have it is an excuse that he's not overly solid. It doesn't mean he doesn't have to pay. I had a China many years ago, a very difficult China. I don't want to speak about it now, but I'm just saying, you say he doesn't have it. A younger man came to me, I've got a flat. I rent it, and with that I pay my rent for my flat. The flat which I'm renting out has got 4 rooms in Bnei Barak. And the younger man who rents it hasn't paid me for 8 months. So I said, what's it pshat? He says, look, I haven't got money, like you say, and I've got 10 children. If you want to kick me on the street, kick me on the street. So he says, what should I do? The owner of the flat says, what should I do? So I said, and what does he say? He says, I haven't got money, I haven't got where to go to. So you say, and if he hasn't got money, I'm not dealing now with how you're supposed to deal with that. I'm talking now about Lois Solin. If you don't pay on the spot, truth is, if a person has to pay, when it's time, the time to pay, and he hasn't got money, he's not overly solid. If he hasn't got money, the question is he obligated to borrow money if he can? Question is, we'll see him, Mr. Shem. But the Maisa.
But he took the flat knowing that he didn't have money.
No. It all went okay for 2-3 months, 5 months, where it is. He started paying and afterwards, that was it. He started paying and at the end, something happened, whatever happened. Yeah, it's. I'm not now talking about feelings now. The person comes with shyness, halocha. Rabbi's the person, halocha. The Maisa, with regards to Karka, there's a big machloikas if there is Baltolim by Karka. But if you're talking about a house is called Tolush Ulubasev Chibroi. It's not Karka. The Ksoy says Tolush Ulubasev Chibroi, Avada Gavis is considered Karka, it's considered Tolush, and there's an Issa Baltoisif. There's an Issa Baltoisif there. Avada Gavis is an Issa Baltoisif, Baltolim. There are some people who are very makbid, not chasuv shalom, maybe Baltolin. I mean, one of the halachas of Baltolin is also by Shadchonis, the main Shadchonis. Here, I don't know, in Eretz Yisrael you've got a fixed price. Here, I don't know if it's a fixed price or not, but there is what to pay. When does one have to pay? Ma'ase shoyo kachoyo. Somebody made the shidduch. That means the father of the chosen heard 12 o'clock at night. Baruch Hashem, chosen kala, have agreed. So at 1 o'clock at night, they made a vot. A vot. Danke lechaim. We're mechotonim. 1 o'clock at night, straight after the chosen kala agreed. Don't vizok men. Mitzvah boliotcha, al tach mitzeno, straight away. But the father of the chosen also knew that there's an isov baltolin. When is baltolin? Until the morning or till the evening, depends if it's day or night. I can't wait till the morning. The morning. So 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, he went and rings the bell on the house of the shadchan. I've got to pay you.
He gives him the money.
Not only did he wake him up, but the whole mishpacha. He says, okay, mitzvah deraisa. I'm paying you. I don't want to be over baltolin.
Letterboxed,
and afterwards, who's responsible? That wasn't the point. I'm only mentioning a Maisa Shehoyo for the halachas, which I want to take out of it. First of all, he's talking narishkeit. How do you translate narishkeit in English? Narishkeit. What's this? The halacha state in Shulchan Aruch, the halacha, Mefurash halacha, in Shin Lamed Tes Siv Dalet, that if a person has to pay, the Shulchan Aruch says that to pay his manu, the yoimoy, the laila, whatever it is.
Same day.
It's not part of it. But here, the Loshen of the Shulchan Aruch is, this is what I'm trying to say. Loshen is, Schir Shois, in Kola Schirusei Beyoim, Yesh Le Tashlum Kol Oise Yoim. In Kola Balailo, Yesh Le Tashlum Kol Oise Laila. So this is talking where he was a Schir Shois, where he was rented, he was taken to work a few hours. This person wasn't a few hours. This was a job lot. This was to make the shidduch. If the shidduch wouldn't have come through, he wouldn't get anything. So bechlal, it's not nogea. More so, the chiyuv to pay a shadchan comes. What's important? It's mamash a chiyuv. It's brought down the Ramo and Kuf Pei Hein, the Reish Samar Dalet, a few places Chosh Mishmat Eben Ezra Menun. But lemaisa, the chiyuv to pay a shadchan is when. I mean, even matzliach. But when is it man? So there are various opinions. Today, the minig is the zman, the tenoim, or the erusin, not the vort. That is the zman, when one's supposed to pay. If that's the zman, so before that, there's no baltolin. there's no chiv to pay till then. And more so...
Which tenoim, before or...
So I'm saying in places where they make tenoim by the engagement. If they don't make by the engagement, then the engagement itself is a thing. Not the tenoim, the engagement itself is a time to pay for the shadchan.
You said erusin, you didn't mean...
I don't mean erusin, but the Gemara erusin, what we call today erusin, in the Vrit. And more so, there's another halacha, which the Shulchan Aruch brings down in Shin Lamed Tes Siv Yud, that the issur of baltolin is only where the person asks you for money. If it doesn't ask you, there's no baltolin. But yoyma titin schor, you've got to give. But you're not over baltolin. The person, the shadchan was sleeping, he wasn't interested in any money. He didn't. And more so, what happens if I want to pay the shadchan? He says, listen, do me a favor. Don't give me today. Give me tomorrow. I don't want it. I can force him. No, here, Avada Gavir, the father of the kala, the shadchan rather, didn't want the money tonight. So for four reasons, this father of the chosen was at fault. But the halachas which I want to take out of it is, that even if we say there's a chiv to pay bismanoi, to pay by day, that's only schir shois. If you work by day, you've got to pay by tomorrow morning. If you work by night, you've got to pay by tomorrow evening. It's not just schir. The fact that the state that till the end of the day or till the end of the evening, or till the end of the night, that's only schir shois, and this wasn't applicable here. Sometimes one comes along and says, I've got to pay. So he says, well, listen, I don't have cash. What do you mean you don't have cash? So how are you going to pay me? The ma'isa in Shulchan Aruch state, Shin Lamed Vav, that you've got to pay cash. You can't pay metaltalim. But nevertheless, what happens if the metaltalim is goods. Yeah, the point is, again, I'm not talking about shadchan, I'm talking about any worker who works. You've got an electrician, whoever works. We'll see in Mitzvah Hashem here in England, it might be again also with a goy. If there is a bal tolin by a goy, we'll see. Mitzvah Hashem. But lemaisa, what happens? I give him a check. Can you give him a check? Lemaisa, state mefurish, if I haven't got money, I'm not over bal tolin. That's for sure. If I haven't got money, furish haloch and shukonog, shein lam a test if you'd, if he hasn't got money, he's not over. But nevertheless, if he can pay him not with cash, with a check, so If it's a check which is for today, and the banks are open, everyone is masking muita. If the banks aren't open, it's a machlokes. If the check is post-dated, then avada gevir, most people say it's a big problem of valtolin. Elim came for states, so the person that accepts to receive, is masking to receive it, or something else. But the ma'isa wants not the mitzvah of the yomer titen schoroi, and if you save himself from baltolin in such an instance. There's a... Yeah, so the question is, does one have to borrow money? Does one have to borrow money in order to be able to pay? The Pischei Tshuva brings down Shulchan Aruch Rav, B'shem La'arizal, Midas Chasidus, to borrow money to pay bizmanli. And the Chofetz Chaim in Abbas Chesed says even more. If he can obtain money to borrow, he's got a chiv to borrow the money. To be mekayim the mitzvah be'ovi titen schoroi, especially if the worker is an oni, and so he needs his parnosa, and he brings a raya, because the famous Gemara Menoches, the Gemara Menoches brings maise the Rav Ketina. What happened? Rav Ketina says, if a person doesn't bring himself to be mekayim a mitzvah, which is potter for mekayim, but he can be mekayim it, then be'idna derischa b'shemayim, in times of shemayim, this chaos, then he gets punished. The case is as I, everybody today, I'm not asking questions, I'm not checking, everybody's got tzitzis. Everyone's wearing tzitzis. I don't have a chiv to wear tzitzis, only if I've got arba kamfis. If I'm not wearing arba kamfis, I'm not chiv tzitzis. There's no such thing as you've got to shake lulav. You've got to put tefillin on. But tzitzis, you've got arba kamfis. And nevertheless, we all do have tzitzis. Why? Because of this Gemara. Be'idna derischa, the osid lovoi, the shast kas, we get punished if we don't aren't mekayim mitzvah, which I can be mekayim, even though I'm not mechuyev to it. Similar says the Chofetz Chaim, you owe money. Pay him. Borrow money, if it's possible. Even though you're potter, because you haven't got money. Borrow money if you can. Borrow money if you can. And Lemaise is so chomer the Chofetz Chaim that in Hilchas Shabbos, the Bi'ur Halacha, beginning of Hilchas Shabbos says, I've got money to pay my worker which did work something for me on Erev Shabbos. I've got money. But if so, I'm not going to have money to buy chalas for Shabbos. Yeah, I've got what to eat, but I haven't got the Parkway pastry. I haven't got Oynik Shabbos. Efshe Divrei Kabbalah. To pay him is the Raisa. You've got to pay him and you don't have your Oynik Shabbos. That's more important. Why? So the Chofetz Chaim takes precedence. The other gives us the precedence. And he says, and he explains why. Because Baal Tolin is a mitzvah's esser, and Luis asser. Be'yom etitin tzchori, le'isolim pula asachir yotan buike. So it's a mitzvah's esser and Luis asser. Whereas Kovet Shabbos, if it's Divri Kabbalah, because also the Shabbos oynig, it's Divri Kabbalah. And if you want to say it's the Reiser, it's also only mitzvah's asser, nothing more than that. But here you've got mitzvah's esser and Luis asser. And according to that, the poskim say it's not only with Shabbos. Any mitzvah. You've got to pay the worker or mekayim a mitzvah. Instead of buying your arba minim, be mekayim arba minim, taken from a neighbor, somebody else, borrow it from somebody else, and pay the worker. It's more important to pay the worker. So the mitzvah is beyond in tzchorei, besides not being overlay on leisolim ful hasochim. The issa of Baal Tolin is not only if you have, I hire a worker, electrician, somebody to do work for me. I asked him to do something. I've got a keli, which is broken, and I ask him to mend it for me. I've got to pay him. Or I ask him to make something for me. It's not that I'm buying something for him. If I order something, maybe it's something. I'm taking it to make it. I make a cupboard for me. So it could be for the cupboard itself, for the material. It's not Baal Tolin. But for the work, there's Baal Tolin. One has to pay him on time. So much so that so, but the question is, if there's a big machlokes aposkim, if I ordered a cupboard, many instances I ordered, chasnas as well. People don't always pay for the chasnas straight away. The chasna, all right, the food is one thing, but the services, you've got to pay. And if you don't pay on time, you're over a lav. Some say, what happens if he makes a cupboard for me, and he says, it's ready, and I didn't pick it up. Am I over or not? I haven't received it yet. Big machloek is if I'm over already or not over. The kitzah, we find that for the lab of Baal Tosif, you have to have, first of all, the time has arrived. Second of all, I've got the money. Third of all, that the worker asks me for the money. And there's another halacha, interesting halacha. If I hire a worker through a shliach, I'm not over baltolin. I've got to pay him, but I'm not over baltolin. If I hire him through a shliach, because of Bezoi, it wasn't, I didn't speak to him directly. The Gemara Dashnit at the end of a Matzir.
Well, the
chayt
of the minik, the alma, that, for example, it's accepted that 30 days is the normal time.
Oh, here comes.
Now he gets it once, and he asks you as well after a week, he says, do you actually pay me?
No, here. It depends what it is. Somebody asked me a shayla. He says, I hired whatever it was. So also you hire a car, same story, I hired. So I said to the owner, how do you want payment? You want cash or with an invoice? And without explaining the difference, everybody understands what the difference is. If there's an invoice. The difference is, he says, cash or not. So I says, we'll see. The difference is, versteht sich, if you get an invoice, every printed invoice is got. If you pay within 7 days, if you pay after 30 days, maximum. If you pay more than that, then it's ribis. We're not going, whether it's mutter ribis, also ribis, had the risk or not had the risk, I'm not going into that now. So the person asked me, I didn't make up with him if it's cash or not cash. And he didn't speculate, and he didn't come back to me. And so I don't know what he wants. I mean, if he wants, sometimes the person who's doing the work for me doesn't want an invoice, because then he's going to have to pay what's called income tax. And if it's cash, it's schwarze Geschäften. But what? So he says, he didn't come back to me. So I said, no, was he? So he didn't come back to you. So what happened later? He said, I still haven't paid. I'm waiting for him. And we're not talking now about after 30 days, or after 1 year, or 2 years. Whose responsibility is it? I said, what says it? You owe him money. You've got to pay him. Whether you can say there's no baltolin, because we didn't make up exactly when the time of payment is. He gave you services, because the services is not, as I say, not only for physical work. If I borrow from him a car, I hire from him a car, that is also baltolin. Schiras metaltolin is also baltolin. So whatever it is, some people make simchas. So you've got hiring tables and chairs and whatever it is. There's also baltolin in that. You've got to pay on time. But the maisa,
you have to be asked for the money.
Oh, so you're not only baltolin, but lemaisa. So in this case, which he told me, it's not negia because they didn't make up when.
Okay.
Oh, but you got to pay.
Yes, but the
mayor
asked him.
Does that mean to say he's moichel?
I don't know.
I know. Elim Kane, the person who's renting out things, is a meshugana. He's in business.
What's he's it? But it could be that he's not over baltolin.
So I'm saying, not could be, he's not over baltolin, because they weren't.
Over-baltolin.
Yeah, all right, but he's got to pay. I don't know. But because there's another case of baltolin, which I think nobody thinks about. Nobody thinks about. Listen, here in England, Baruch Hashem, everybody lives on there. Most people have got a house. In El Sisol, very mekubel, the 3, 4, 5 stories. And if you've got to take the rubbish down from the 3rd, 4th store, and if you've got a lift, it's one thing, you haven't got a lift, so you have to get schlepped down the bag of rubbish. And a big mishpacha, it's not once a day, it's more than once a day. Kitzer, the mother tells, Schleimele, 10 years old, Schleimele, take the rubbish down. Mama, it's difficult, I don't want to. Schleimele, you've got to take it down. Mommy, you know what? If you take it down, I'll give you a sweet. Sweet is worth it. He took it down. Brought it back. It was 8 o'clock in the evening. He brought it back. He came back. So now a sweet. And she predicts.
A sweet
at night. It cost me a lot for the dentist. Not tonight. It's a shame you get it still. Baltolin a lot. Baltolin? I hired him. A child. I'm talking about Baltolin.
It was a bribe. It wasn't paid.
A bribe? No, Herget. Shoichad, not shoichad. Mamash, I told him I'm paying him a sweet. I said I'm giving him a sweet. Is there baltolin by a cotton?
Is
it service? Is it service? What? You can say something else. The child's got to listen to me. I'll keep a day.
Oh, mitzvah de bo'beh.
Not mitzvah bo'beh. What's up here?
She's got a mitzvah to give him, yeah, but he's got a way to listen to his mouth.
He's not listening. Lemaise, he took it. The question is, I didn't
after
say what.
Yeah, but it was promised. Didn't it?
Right. So the question is now, after she's promised, is there Baltolin if she says, I'm not giving you today? That's the question. Is there such thing as Baltolin? But I think, is the Maise, the Chofetz Chaim in Abbas Chesed says, a child, if you hire a child for any pu'ula, there's an Issa of Baltolin.
You have to pay him straight away.
By day or by night, whatever it is. The conditions are Baltolin.
Give it to him, tell him you can't eat it till tomorrow.
You can do that. You can do that. But most mothers don't do such a thing. Would you do it? Depends what child you've got. She said, yeah, you'll have it. But I mean, the Chofetz Chaim says, and he says, Ro'isi Anoshim. I'm quoting Chofetz Chaim, Rabbeinu HaChofetz Chaim. Everyone learns Mishnah Berurah, but Abbas Chesed was the Chofetz Chaim Sefer on Chesed. Ve'ra'isi anoshim shemishtamshim bekotn be'eze dovor shel tashmish u'mavtiche lehem sheyitnu lehem achakach dovor ma. That's why I said the example of a sweet. Dovor ma, avur zeh. U'lebesoif lo yitnu lehem klum. Ve'sheloi kedin avte. The isek vishas chasoche, it's not just Baltolin. Koi vish chasoche, you're not paying him. Shayach afilo v'meleches pruto achas, v'afilo bekotn shayach zeh. Kmo yishayachachnu brings a raya from the Rambam, irrelevant now the raya. Even if to pay him later, also. Why? It's about Tolim. Exactly. Yes, it's about Tolim. There's a Chuvas Rashba who says if a person hires a cotton and doesn't pay him in time, but Dayonim, Dayonim force the person to pay him. But Dayonim force him to pay him. So the Maisa, by cotton is also. The question is if the cotton is Toivea, because we mentioned before, you have to have the person is Toivea. If he's. If it's Tavea, it's Tavea. If it's not Tavea, so you say maybe it's not Tavea. Why if it's not Tavea, do you not have to pay? You're not in Baltolin, you have to pay. Why not be a Baltolin? Because we say it's a Mechila. It's Moichel. But if we say that a cotton, Ktanim lav b'nei Mechila ninu, the Gemara in Elamit says, Davchav Beis, then everybody says, you got a problem. So some people said, what's the difference? Who does he belong to? A cotton finds a mitzvah. Who does it belong to? His father. No, a cotton. Who does the money belong to? Who does the sweet belong to? To his father anyway. So how can you be able to tell? The Ramah states in Siman Reishayim Cheshem Mishpat that if a child works, well, he works. The Ramah says it belongs to the father. Rabbi Kveige brings a lot of poskim. It belongs to him. It belongs to him. So you can't just pat yourself up. And the kids, I can't be married too much on this, but I want to say, just finish off with something because time is running out. People learned Afayomi today. They always like to hear some Shaila. Before I came here, when I left the Saul, somebody asked me Shaila. Mam is Yatid Shema, it's to do with Afayomi today. Afayomi today is to do with Hilchas Oriv. Maize Shoyo, I'm not giving an answer, I'm just giving the Shaila. Maize Shoyo, the Reuven wanted to borrow money. And he came to his foot, the Baal HaGemach says, you say it a bit. In our soul, you've got to have what's called not an Oriv, an Oriv Kablam. Oriv Kablam means not only. If you go to the Loewe, he hasn't got money, you go to the Orev, but you can go to the Orev state. Sure. So, he goes to the Orev, but the Orev Kabla has the right, so-and-so, Orev Kabla. So Orev Kabla, okay. Kids, Reuven comes to Shimon, will you sign for me Orev Kabla? Shimon is a good friend of Reuven, best friends, but he knows Reuven can't pay. He knows he's going to have to pay, but he can't refuse him. I mean, he's a good friend. So what should he do? Sure. He signed. Came the time of Piroi Nachoiv, 3-4 months later, and the Baal HaGemach comes to Shimon, you've got to pay. He says, I'm not an Orev. What do you mean you're not an Orev? You're an Orev. I'm not an Orev. You signed. Show me the signature. Is this Hakerno? Is this your signature? Yes. So he says, I'm Orev Kablo? He says, yes. Read it. The person, Shimon, wrote, instead of Orev Kablan, the Lamed was a squiggle, it was a tzaddik. Orev Kaptsen. Translated, I can't know it in English. Orev Kaptsen. That means to say,
A schnorre.
I'm not mekabel any arms. Zok the Malve, what are you talking about? The whole reason why an Orev pays money out is because I rely on you. He says, yes, but I wrote down here before, I'm not mekabel achayis. He says, but Abi, you signed. He says, I signed, but Orev Kaptsen. Came to me, Aloch al Maisa, is he chayv to pay or not? Ad kan.